ASU and Helios Education Foundation are teaming up to try to get a better sense of what works and what doesn't when it comes to K-12 education in Arizona. They're building a computational model that'll give real-time feedback on how budgets, specific policies, and other factors impact the K-12 system. That work will be done through ASU's Decision Theater in Tempe. Joining me to talk about this new collaboration are Paul Luna, President and CEO of Helios Education Foundation, and ASU President Michael Crow. And President Crow, let me start with you. Can you first off explain this new project that you're embarking on?
So the new project, the best way to sort of look at it, is a project wherein we now know that the economy of the future is going to require educational outcomes dramatically enhanced from the educational outcomes of the past across the entirety of our society. And it looks something like this, the best way to sort of characterize this. About 70% of the jobs going forward in the economy of the future are going to require a high school diploma and then some additional education after high school. And so what the economy of the future just requires a completely transformed educational outcome. And so we're working to help to facilitate for decision makers all across all sectors of our society whatever tools that they need that are going to produce a transformational outcome. So think of a transformational outcome as 90% of everyone graduating from high school by the age of 18, the rest graduating from high school or its equivalency later in their life, and 60% of the population or more continuing lifelong education after high school.
So what kind of data will you be looking at? What kinds of policies now will you be looking at to try to model what works and maybe what needs tweaking down the road?
So one of the things that we've learned at ASU, going all the way back to our Beat the Odds study, which was where we looked more than 10 years ago at why did schools with equally low-income kids do better than other schools? Why were some outperforming state standards and some were underperforming state standards? Well, it turned out at the end of the day, it was all about two really important things, leadership in the school and the empowerment of the teachers and analytics. So how do you then take all the data for 1.2 million students that are being educated in Arizona in K-12, understand everything there is to understand from them? So it's big data analytics, it's computational models, it's visualization models.
Paul, how granular do you expect some of the solutions to be from the data that you collect? I mean, for example, what might work in a district in Phoenix might not work in a district, you know, in Winslow or some other rural part of the state. I mean, how district by district or area by area do you expect to get?
Well, I think we hope to really get a full comprehensive understanding of education across the state of Arizona. There's an effort to make sure we get data from across the entire state. And our goal is every student will be successful in Arizona. So to bring this type of capacity together, I think we will have the ability to get granular, to be able to understand what works in what type of communities, what type of school districts, with what type of students we can get at that level of success. And hopefully the solutions will begin to build over time.
Will you be looking exclusively at what's going on here in Arizona? Will you be looking at data or ideas or anything else from other places around the country?
Well, the concept is bigger than that. And that's why you partner with someone like ASU because, they're big visionary thinkers. But we're starting with Arizona. So the idea is we look at Arizona, we model education from an Arizona perspective, and the model then can be replicated.
Are you looking at potential changes in curriculum? Are you looking at maybe potential changes in testing? Are they bigger changes than that, smaller changes than that?
The only way we're going to get to 90% high school graduation rate before the age of 18 and 100% high school graduation over a person's life is to have everything on the table. The design of curricular structures, the design of testing, the speed with which decisions are made, the way that schools are organized. So what we know we have in Arizona is we have dedicated teachers, we have dedicated principals, we have dedicated school boards, and what they don't have are the most capable tools and systems and devices that allow them in real time to make better decisions. And so what we're trying to do is to create the platform that allows that to be established.
You mentioned some things that the K-12 system here does not have, and one of the big ones that you hear from a lot of people in that system is enough money. I'm wondering how much funding comes down to what you're able to do, and in terms of what you find, what districts are going to be able to do, how much they'll actually be able to implement.
So teachers need to be paid more money. That is a necessary but insufficient element to facilitate the changes that we're talking about. They also need enhanced decision-making tools, assessment tools, analytical tools. Schools need new designs. They need new structures. They need leaders that are empowered with new kinds of designs and structures. And the kinds of things that we're talking about, by the way, are not particularly expensive. What we're talking about is not about money. It's about empowerment of the teachers, empowerment of the schools, empowerment of the student learners. So we're not adding to the cost. If anything, we'll make things more efficient by being able to have a better understanding of what works and what doesn't work.
I'd like to ask each of you about the relationship between outcomes in K-12 and the outcomes in a higher education setting, be it at ASU or a four-year university or a technical school or a community college or someplace like that. Paul, what is the relationship between having a student really succeed in K-12 and not just get good grades, but really learn what they're supposed to be learning and learn how to succeed? How important is that to what they want to do next?
Well, I think it begins with acknowledging that learning is lifelong. Clearly, having a comprehensive, robust K-12 education system with the right rigor of curriculum, with the right student supports, with the right sort of social, emotional, and all the types of preparedness that a student might need to be successful in post-secondary, post-high school education is all important.
What I would add, Mark, is that one of the things that we're kind of trapped in a little bit is we have to be cautious. So in the old world, we had elementary school, high school. Some people would graduate from high school, and that seemed to work for most of the economy. And then a few people would go to college, and that was good for some part of the economy. That economy is gone. So what we need to do is we have to rethink everything, and this is where ASU and Helios is coming together. We've got to say, okay, how do you get everybody up to what has typically been thought of as high school education? So then that becomes the foundation for everyone. That's never been achieved. Secondly, how do you then enable all of those people to have some kind of lifelong education on a regular basis? Now, to do that means we have to approach the problem from a completely new perspective, and the thing that we don't have, like we have in corporate policy or military policy or other areas, now we're building one of these for educational attainment and educational outcomes across the entire population where we will know everything.
How would each of you define success in this endeavor? I mean, how do you gauge whether or not this program will work? Paul, why don't I start with you?
Well, success is when is defined a number of different ways. So we've been talking a little bit about student success and what we're trying to make sure and that we can track these outcomes. And that's where data becomes very important. But there's also success, quite frankly, by bringing decision makers to the table and bringing real data and real-time modeling of what the effects are going to be of policies that might be implemented by the state legislature or budget changes that might be happening. And the ability to come together and bring education leaders, community leaders, policymakers, and use real-time data and to model that out and say, what are the real solutions? What's the roadmap that's going to lead to the type of education attainment that Dr. Crow was speaking of?
What I would say, Mark, to your question is the measurement of success for me is dramatically enhanced performance outcomes at the individual school level through enhanced decision-making empowered by the tools and devices that this center will come up with. So I'm interested in watching those people that use the tools and the devices and the solutions and the systems that are developed by this center. Did we see a 10%, 20%, 30% improvement in the outcomes for those students in those schools? Did we change the college going rate in Arizona? And so that's what I'm looking at as measurements for success.
And Mark, I think I would add one other thing, especially from a Helios perspective. It's important to also acknowledge it's this increased success and these student outcomes that Dr. Crow just articulately defined for all students. Because what happens too often is there are some students within our education system that do achieve all that we hope. But the real challenge for us as a state is how do we put these systems in place? How do we work together? And what we think the decision theater will really start to model for us is the types of solutions that will ensure the type of success we're describing for every student in Arizona. And I think that's important to understand.
Paul Luna is president and CEO of Helios Education Foundation. We also heard from ASU President Michael Crow. They're talking about the new partnership between the two entities to use computer models to gauge how education policies in Arizona are working in real time.